Today's daf is my cotton daf zayin, and we are 11 lines from the top of daf zayin amud aleph, the two dots, umekorin es hapirtza b'moye. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, Baruch ben Rachel, Chayim Malka bas Batsheva, Penina Gittel bas Rachel Shendel, Chana Tova bas Sarah Risha, Meira Chava bas Shoshana, and Devora Ita bas Kela Bracha. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Harav Doiv Beryl ben Rabbi Yaakov David, and Le'ilui Nishmas Yaakov Menachem ben Zev Halevi. So we're moving along in the first parak of Masechtas Ma'akan, which deals with the halachos of Chol Hamoed, specifically the halacha that states that one is not allowed to do melacha on Chol Hamoed. We've mentioned several times that there's a major machloikis rishonim, whether the iser melacha on Chol Hamoed is an iser deiraisa, or whether the iser melacha on Chol Hamoed is an iser derabbanan. But one thing is clear, it's aser to do melacha on Chol Hamoed. What's also clear is that the Chachamim said that there are times and instances where one will be permitted to do melacha on Chol Hamoed. And that's a chiddush. Shabbos, you can't do melacha. There are no exceptions to the rule. You can never do malacha. Yontif, you can't do malacha. There are no exceptions to the rule. Any malacha you're not allowed to do on Yontif, you're never allowed to do. Chol Hamoed is different. Chol Hamoed, miktsasan asura, or miktsasan muter. Sometimes you're not allowed to do malacha. Sometimes you are allowed to do malacha. The majority of the beginning of Masechtas Ma'akan deals with one specific exception, and that is if it's a dover or oved. So in the event that you refraining from doing a malacha is going to cost you hefzid, meaning you're physically going to lose money or you're going to lose something that you own, Chazal and Mekel, and Chazal said in that instance, you'd be able to do malacha. Stating that, they qualified it and said that even though we allow you to do malacha on Chol Hamoed because of a hefzid, but at the same time, make sure that the malacha doesn't involve tirchi yaseira. But if it's going to involve tirchi yaseira, even if it's a davar of it, even b'makam hefzid, the halach is you wouldn't be able to do the malacha. And really, the first mishnayis here, and the Masechta dealt with different cases and siurim, most of them are not really nageya for people, bezman hazeh, that live in large cities, but the yisoid was one, and that is that in the event that you're doing malacha because of hefzid, because of a davar of it, it's going to be okay. So the last line on the second Mishnah on that Vav Amud Beis said, "Umekarnes apiritza b'moed." One of the malachas that you're allowed to do on Chol Hamoed because of the fact that if you don't do it, it's going to involve hefzid, is you're allowed to repair a pirtza on Chol Hamoed. So you have a fence. The fence is protecting your garden or some asset of yours, and it was breached. Says the Mishnah, you're allowed to fix, you're allowed to repair that breach. It's a chiddush because repairing the breach is going to involve doing a malacha. Sounds like it's the malacha of Baina. But the point is, it's a malacha. It's one of the Lamatas malachas. And if that's the case, malacha is asr on Chol Hamoed, you shouldn't be able to do it. Why is it okay? The reason it's okay is because we're dealing with a question of davar ovid. In the event that there's going to be a breach into this property of yours, there's a good chance you're going to incur a financial loss, and therefore it falls under the category of malachis that Chazal were matter simply because it's a davar ovid. The Mishnah then said, ubeshvius boina kedarka, meaning, on Chol Hamoed, you're allowed to fix a breach. On Shemitah, you could do even more than that. You could even build a proper fence. So you see two things from the end of the Mishnah. Number one, there would have been a Havamina that maybe you should not be able to repair a breach in your fence on Shemitah. It's only a Havamina, however. The Mishnah says, on Shvius, you can. But what you also see is that from the fact that the Mishnah is comparing and contrasting between Chol Hamoed and Shvius, and the Mishnah says, B'Shvius, Boina Kedarkoi, Zoy Soy Meres, on Chol Hamoed, you can't be Boina Kedarkoi. So really what the Mishnah is then saying is that if you have a breach in your fence on Chol Hamoed, if you want to repair it, you can repair it. Not Kedarkoi. You can't do it in a proper way. You can do some B'dieved type of repair. Then after Yontif, you'll fix it in the right way. On Shemitah, there you could be Boina Kedarkoi. So on that note, we begin the Gemara. Ketzad Mikarn. So the Mishnah says Mikarn es hapiritza b'moed. And like we just said, it's meduyik in the Mishnah that you can't do it kedarkoi, meaning you can do it, but it has to be on somebody other level. Okay, so how can you do it? Rabbi Yosef said, behutza v'dafna. You can take branches of a palm tree. You can take different herbs and grasses and you can repair it that way. Again, it's some bidyevit patchwork. That's what you're able to do. But to do something a little bit more permanent, that's not something you could do. But Masnisa Tana, a Braisa said differently. The Braisa said, Tsar Bitsrar, v'ini tach betet. If you want, you can take bricks, you can line them up. That's so far kedarkoi. But what you can't do is, you can't put any cement, you can't put any tar in between the bricks. Thus, it's not being done in the proper way, and that's the way you're allowed to do it. Am Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said, Lo yishanu ela kaisa lagina. This that the Mishnah says, that even though you're allowed to repair a breach inside a gein achal amoid, but you have to do it in some b'dievid way. You can't do it quote-unquote gedarkoi. That's only true if this wall that you're repairing is a wall that surrounds your garden. It's a kaisa lagina, av a kaisa lachatzer. If, however, the wall surrounds your chatzer b'ni gedarkoi, that even achal amoid, you're allowed to be b'ni gedarkoi. And the reason is very simple, because your garden, even though if somebody's going to walk into it, you may incur a loss, it's not the same as if somebody's going to walk into your chatzer. The chatzer back in the day was an extension of the house. It was literally like your living room. So if there is a breach in the walls of your house, everybody would understand. You don't have to put hutzah v'dafna. You can make a proper wall. You can go ahead and fix it in the proper way. And that's what Rav Chizda is saying. That the Mishnah says, that on chalomoid, you have to be sensitive. You can't be b'nei kedarkoi. That's only because we're talking about a kaisel that's around the regina. If, however, it was surrounding a chatzer, or kolshken, if it was surrounding your house, in that case, you would be able to be b'nei kedarkoi. So the Gemara says, this was a chiddush that who said? Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda was an Amoira. So this is a comment that an Amoira is making on the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, let's see if we can prove or disprove the Amoira Rav Chizda's Chiddush from a Braisa or from a Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Lema Misayele. L'chura, there would seem to be a Raya to Rav Chizda from a Toisefta. The Toisefta is here in the first parak of Masechtas Maikon. It deals with the halacha of this Mishnah. It's wordier than the Mishnah is. And the Gemara says, I think there's some language. There's a tziur in this Toisefta that would seem to support the chiddush that Rav Chizda said. Vashtet in Toisefta, koisol ha-goichen l'Rishus HaRabim. If there's a wall that was bending over into a Rishus HaRabim, and there was a little bit of a concern, the engineer said that they feel like this wall may come down. So the halacha is soiser, you let it knock it down a chol amoid, ubayna kedarkoi, and you can build it back on Chalamoid, Mipnei HaSakana, because otherwise there may be some danger. Now, what do you see from here? You see that if there's a Koisel that's bending into Rosh HaSarabim, you could be Soiser and you can be Baina Kedarkoi. Now, why are you allowed to be Baina Kedarkoi? L'chura, you shouldn't be allowed to do it. Oh, must be. We're talking about where this wasn't a Koisel Agina. Rather, it was a different type of kaisel. It was a kaisel achatzer, and therefore you're allowed to be b'nei kedarkoi. But you see from this Taisefta that even though the Mishnah says that on a chol amoid you can't be b'nei kedarkoi, there are times you can be b'nei kedarkoi. How do I know that? Falazoi shteit in Taisefta. The Taisefta says there are times you can be b'nei kedarkoi. Now, the Taisefta doesn't say when, but presumably Rav Chizda's chilek is going to be the machria. The Mishnah that says you can't be b'nei kedarkoi, that's talking about the kaisel was surrounding a gina where there isn't such a major financial loss that's going to take place over here. Therefore, you could do it, but you have to do it in some b'dievid way. You patch it together. However, the Tosefta is talking about where it's surrounding your chatzer, and because it's surrounding your chatzer, you could be b'nei kedarkoi. It says the Gemara, even though it's not mefurish, but lema misayele. Wouldn't it seem that this Tosefta supports the chiddush of Rav Chizda? Again, what's Rav Chizda's chiddush? The Mishnah says b'moyed, you can't be b'nei kedarkoi. Rav Chizda said sometimes, yeah. I have a Tosefta that also says sometimes, yeah. So says the Gemara, this would seem to support Rav Chizda. The Gemara says, no. Hasam k'diktani time of b'nei asakana. No. Rav Chizda is saying a different chiddush that the Tosefta is saying. Rav Chizda is saying that any time the kaisel is a kaisel hachatzer, and kol shekein a kaisel abayis, you're allowed to be b'nei kedarkoi. That's not what the Tosefta is talking about. We know exactly what the Tosefta is talking about. The Tosefta is talking about a case where there's a sakana, where the wall is bending over and there's a legitimate sakana. It's over there that you could be soiser u b'nei kedarkoi. But maybe in Rav Chizda's case, where it's simply a wall surrounding a chatzer, maybe then you would not be able to be soiser b'nei kedarkoi. So do you see from the Tosefta that sometimes you could be b'nei kedarkoi? Yeah, but not Rav Chizda's case. The Tosefta is clearly talking about where there was a sakana, and therefore, you have no raya to Rav Chizda. Says the Gemara, Ikad Army, there was some that when they heard Rav Chizda's Chiddush, that even though the Mishnah says that on Moed, you can't be b'nei kedarkoi, it's only talking about a Kaisel Lagina, but a Kaisel HaChatzer, you could be b'nei kedarkoi. So they also ran to this Tosefta, but instead of saying Leimim Misayele, the Muschel Rishon, the knee-jerk reaction was not, I have a raya from the Tosefta, but the knee-jerk reaction was Fakert, I have a kasha from the Tosefta. And in light of this last Gemara, we just learned, it actually is Ma'od Mistaber. What was the Ikkud Amri? Toshma Kaisla Goichelusha Serabin Saisu, Vainu Kadark Mimnei HaSakana. You know what it sounds like? Mimnei HaSakana, Inchelay Mimnei HaSakana Loi. This doesn't sound like a raya to Rav Chisda. This sounds like a big time kasha to Rav Chisda. Because the Tosefta is clearly talking about a case where you could be Vainu Kadark. And the Tosefta doesn't say a koisel achatzer. The Tosefta says a koisel, that's a situation of sakana. So says the Gemara, Leimati have a tiufta to Rav Chisda. I would think, if anything, this is a tiufta on Rav Chisda. This is a kash, because Rav Chisda said every koisel achatzer you could be bani kedargoy. And from the Tosefta, you see, no, that only if there's a sakana. Rav Chisda is going to tell you no. Hasam over there, soiser ubaina. Over there, the reason the Tosefta had to say that you're allowed to be soiser ubayna kedarkoi is because there was a sakana, is because the Tosefta is allowing you to do two things. The Tosefta is not only allowing you to be ubayna kedarkoi, the Tosefta is also allowing you to be soiser kedarkoi. Now, to be soiser ubayna kedarkoi, that's not one malacha, it's two malachas. Soiser and ubayna are both malachas, and that also involves a tremendous amount of tercha. So you would think, says Rav Chisda, that to be soiser ubayna kedarkoi, there you have to come on to the reason of sakana. But hach over here, Rav Chisda said, I'm talking about where you're ubayna v'loy soiser, you're just being ubayna, you're not being soiser. I hold that even if there's not a sakana, you can be ubayna kedarkoi. The Mishnah says you can't be ubayna kedarkoi. The Mishnah says on Shmita you can be ubayna kedarkoi. But Amoid, you can't be ubayna kedarkoi. Because the Mishnah is talking about where it was a koisel agina. But if it was a koisel achatzi, you can be ubayna kedarkoi. Freit the Gemara, an obvious question. I understand. Just push it the whole Tosefta. Tosefta says there's a wall, it's bending over to Rosh Hashanah. You can knock it down and build it back. Mipnei Asakana. Freit the Gemara, Hasam Nami, Lister Veloy Livni. I understand you can knock it down, Mipnei Asakana. But what's the Sakana building it back? Bosh Pshad in the Tosefta. How do you even read the Tosefta? Soisiru Boina Mipnei Asakana. Arayitz Rav Chisda, Akashitz Rav Chisda, whatever. The Tosefta itself. Soisir Mipnei Asakana, I got. Even though Soisir is one of the Lamatas Malachas, Mipnei Asakana, you could do it. But to be Boina Mipnei Asakana, what's the Indian of being Boina Mipnei Asakana? So the Gemara says, and Kain Mimna Veloy Soisir. You know why? Because if we're not going to allow the person to be Boina, the person is not going to be Soisir. It's a Geder of Hitiru Soifai Mipnei. Shum Trilase, which you find in many sugyas in Chas, that sometimes Chazal allowed you to do something basayif because they were afraid if you wouldn't do it basayif, you wouldn't do it betchila either. So you're right. Really, b'pnei hasakana, you should only be able to be soiser. So why are we allowing you also to be boina? Because we were afraid that if we're not going to allow you to be boina, you may not end up being soiser either. So what's the bottom line? The Mishnah said, umekarin esapiritza b'moyet, that if there's a breach in your wall, you're allowed to repair it. Not kedarkai. But you could do it, Bahutza Vedafna. You can bring Avonim and don't put any lime, any plaster, any cement, any tar in between the bricks. That's something you're allowed to do. If you want to do it Kedarka, it's not okay. And the Amir Rav Chisda commented on the Mishnah and he said, Loishanu, this that the Mishnah says you have to do it Shalai Kedarka, it's talking about where the koisel is a koisel that's surrounding a gina. If, however, the koisel was surrounding a chatzar or a house, there you would be able to be Boina Kedarka. And the Gemara brought a Tesefto, which seems to, in the first Lishna, maybe be a Raya to Rav Chisda. In the second Lishna, be a Kasha to Rav Chisda. And a Maskana, it's Nishkain Raya, it's Nishkain Kasha. And really what we're left with is Rav Chisda's comments. Amar Rav Ashi, who often has the final say in Gemara, said, Masnisa Nami Deika. The truth is, the Mishnah is Meduyik like Rav Chisda. There's no Mefurisha Rayas to Rav Chisda. There's no Kashas on Rav Chisda. Abadiyuk there is. The Diyuk from the Mishnah. Why? The Mishnah said, Ubashviyas Baina Kedarka. The Mishnah said that on Shviyas, he's allowed to be Baina Kedarka. So says the Gemara, the Hecha. What was the koisel that the Mishnah felt it had to say, you're allowed to build kedarkoi on Shemitah. Ilem the chatzar, if it's talking about a koisel achatzar, tzricha lemeimer, why are you not allowed to build a house on Shemitah? Shemitah, the field rests. You don't rest. Your house doesn't have to rest. The field has to rest. It's a din in the aretz with the cloud part, the cloud that the Gemara mentioned on Daf Gimel, right? But it's related to Sot Choloi Sizra, Vikarma Choloi Sizmar. That's what the halach is. So why shouldn't you be able to build a wall around your Chatzer, Elolav, it's Pashit. Degina. Must be, we mean Degina. We're talking about a wall around the garden. Now, why would you have thought you're not allowed to build a wall around your garden at Shemitah? Because I forgot the Mechzikim and Dabin at Yeruzal Peri. Because it looks a little bit like you're protecting your Paris. You're not allowed to protect your Paris. You have to make it Hefker. You have to let Dani and walk in and out. So it looks a little like you're protecting the Paris. Therefore, you would have had to have a mean it's a problem. But Shema Mino said Rav Ashi, what do you see from here? You don't mamish see Rav Chisda, but you see almost Rav Chisda. Because you see that the Mishnah is talking about a Koisel
Hagina. Oh, so it's very nice and matim what Rav Chisda said. There's a rayas said Rav Ashi from the Mishnah Mineu Bey that we're talking about a Kosal Hagina. You know why? Because otherwise, why are we talking about Shemitah? If we're talking about a Kosal Achatzav, who comes Shemitah, right? So Bal Karchach, we're talking about a Kosal Hagina. So it's very geschmack, Rav Chisda's Haysafa. Rav Chisda said that the Mishnah only means a Kosal Hagina, and it's only then that you can't be Bein Kedarke, but if it would have been a Kosal Achatzav, you could be Bein Kedarke. What's the difference between a Kosal Hagina and a Kosal Achatzav? It's not the Kosal that's the difference. It's what are you protecting? What is the what-if scenario in the event that you don't build a kaisel? If it's a gina, it'll be a little bit of a loss. If it's a chatzer, it's going to be a bigger loss. And it's for that reason, to the extent that the dover of it is going to be of greater magnitude, we allow you to go ahead and to do more. We even allow you to go ahead and build a proper wall. So this is really the first time where we had this idea that there's nuances and there's madregos within the world of dover of it. Shavar oven means you're going to lose money. How much money? A shava pruta? A dinar? An isare talki? Like, what are we talking about? $100? Like, what's the number? Clearly, there's levels. And really, depending on how much that loss is going to be, that will determine and that will dictate halach. Either way, the next Mishnah, and really, from here until the end of the daf, and even into the beginning of the next daf, is going to be where Hilchas Chalamoid meets the laws of Negoim. So we've had where Maikotin meets Shvius. We've had where Maikotin meets Ahalis. This is where Maikotin meets Negoim. So just a little bit of a very, very basic elementary introduction to the laws of Negoim. And the truth is that we actually went through this very briefly, not so long ago, on Mesechtes Megillah Daf Ches, where the Mishnah discussed the laws of a Metzayra. And here too we have in Mesechtes Maikotin, again, some of the halachas related to a Metzayra. So a Metzayra is someone that has a nega. He has something growing on his body, and this nega, assuming it's of a certain color, and it has certain simanim, like here, etc., is deemed to be a simon of tumah. And as a result of the person having this nega on his body, he himself becomes tameh. What's the exact nusach of his tumah? He becomes a metzayer. Now, when you talk about a metzayer, there are two types of a metzayer. There's a metzayer muchlet, and there's a metzayer muskar. The Mishnah that we learned in Masechtas Megillah was in the Ein Beins. Ein Bein metzayer muskar, the metzayer muchlet ela. But there's two types of metzayerim. There's a metzayer muchlet, and there's a metzayer muskar. A metzayer muchlet is a metzayer behechlet. He's a vadai metzayer. He's someone that it was determined 100% that he has a nega. It has all the simanim of tumah. The halacha is he remains a metzayer until he becomes 100% tahar. So until he has a refuah, he remains a metzayer. How long is that going to take? Depends on how long it's going to take for this nega to heal. Eventually it'll heal, and whenever it heals, this person will be tahar. But until it heals, he's in the state of being a metzayer. A metzayer musker is someone that sees a nega. He goes to the Kohen. The Kohen is the doctor, as we'll see very much in the sugya when it comes to the laws of Metzayra, and he shows him the nega. Now, if it's for sure a nega with the Simanim of Toma, he becomes a Metzayra Muchlet. But in the event that it's unclear, meaning in the event the Kohen says, I see where you're coming from, it's definitely the right color, and it definitely seems to be a nega, but at the same time, you don't have all the Simanim of Toma, whatever those Simanim are. So in the event that you don't have all those simanim, so the halach is the Kohen would tell this person that you have to be locked away for 7 days, meaning there's going to be a 7-day waiting period, his status is going to be pending, and then at the end of the 7 days, he comes back to the Kohen and he gets reinspected again. During those 7 days, he's a Metzayra Musker. He's a Metzayra, but not Be'echlet, because we don't know Be'vadei that he's a Metzayra. He might be a Metzayra. We're not sure. We have to see how everything unfolds. So during that 7-day period, he has a din of a Metzayra Musker. Okay, 7 days pass, and now this person goes back to the Kohen. The Kohen looks at the Nega again. What's the halacha? In the event that the Nega developed Simanim of Toma, okay, now he's a Metzayra Muchlet. The minute that happens, he's a Metzayra Muchlet. That's easy. But let's say nothing happened. Let's say it's status quo. Let's say nothing changed. So then he has to be locked up for another 7 days. And he has really a second phase of being Metzayra Musker. It's the same thing. He's just repeating. It's just another 7 days. At the end of those 7 days, again, he would appear in front of the Kohen. And this time, the Kohen would make his final determination. In the event that, again, he became Tomei, he's a Metzayra Muchlet. And in the event that nothing changed, so already 2 weeks passed and nothing changed, so now the Kohen is feels confident that this is not really a nega that's going to make this person tame. And in the event that that's what happens, he will go and he will send him
back home. Either way, that's the basic background of a Metzora Musker and of a Metzora Mochlet. Now, one of the important themes of the Gemara that we're going to learn right now is that the doctor, quote-unquote, when it came to someone that was dealing with a nega, was the Kai. But here's the punchline. A person can have a nega that every single person looks at, knows, is for sure a nega that would make him tame. But until the Kayan paskins that he's tame, he's not tame. It's a very big chiddush. Because you would think the Kayan is not the Siba, right, to put it in the vernacular. He's a Siman. He's not the reason the person's tame. The nega's the reason the person's tame. You just need the Kayan to tell me that he's tame. So, l'chura, if everybody knows, and it's just so obvious that the person has a nega that's tame, you would think for sure that he would be tame. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is you need the kohen to make the determination that that person is tame. So with that background, what we're going to discuss right now, and it's a major machlokes tanon, was a kohen able to be roya negoyim on Chol HaMoed, or was he not able to be roya negoyim on Chol HaMoed? Is this something that he was able to do or not? And the truth is, not only negay Chol HaMoed, it's really negay Yontif as well. Could a kohen be roya negoyim on Moed, or could a kohen not be roya negoyim on Moed? What would be the reason he should be able to? Why not? Which one of the Lamites Malachis does this involve? He's involved in a Dovash HaBekdusha, the Parsha Mitzayra is a Parsha in the Torah, so you would think he should be able to do it. What's the reason not? The reason not is because it says in the Torah, V'samachta b'chagecho, and a Yid has to be b'simcha on Yontif. And what happens if the Kohen's going to look at this Nega, and he's going to tell this person, Rabbi, I'm sorry, I have some bad news, and you're a Mitzayra. Now, if this person's a Mitzayra, Badod Yeshev, Michot Samachna, he has to go outside of the Gemul Machnas, so he's going to give him very challenging news. And it's going to get in the way, it's going to shter his Simchas Yontif. So it's for that reason that Tanoim debated, can a Kohen be Royin a Goyim Amoyed, or can he not be Royin a Goyim Amoyed? And on that note, the next Mishnah, here in the first paragraph of Masechtas Moed, Zogtelige Mishnah, Ramei Oimer, Ramei says, Royin es hanegoyim lahakil, avaloi lahachmer. Ramei says that a Kohen is allowed to inspect a Nega on Moed, but only lahakil. He can only look at it if he's going to come up with the right answer. I mean, he's going to tell the person that he's okay. Avaloi lahachmer. However, lahachmer, that's not something he's allowed to do. The chachamim say, loy lahachmer, loy lahachmer. No, no such thing. You can't do it lahachmer, you can't do it lahachmer either. The Gemara jumps right in with a brisa. Tan Ramei, Amir Ramei said, loy nisan negoyim lahachmer, loy lahachmer. You can look lahachmer, but you can't look lahachmer. Rabbi Yossi, Amir Rabbi Yossi said, loy lahachmer, loy lahachmer. Not lahachmer and not lahachmer. Rabbi Yossi is the chachamim of the Mishnah. Shimat in iskak loy lahachmer. Rabbi Yossi explained, he said, because if you're going to tell me that you're allowed to look lahachmer, niska loy lahachmer, you're going to have no choice, but you're going to have to tell him lahachmer as well. My Rebbe heard this machloikis between Rameyer and Rabbi Yossi. Rebbe was a Talmud of Rameyer, Erev and Yogimel. He was also a Talmud of Rabbi Yossi in many places in Chas, and he was Machriya. He said, Nir and Divri Rameyer b'musker. I hold like Rameyer when it comes to a Mitzayra Musker, then Divri Rabbi Yossi b'muchlet. And I hold like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to a Mitzayra Muchlet. So, just a few things. Number one, what's this machloikis between Rameyer and Rabbi Yossi? So, Rameyer first. Rameyer says, you could be Roya Negoim on Moyed, but only Lahakil, Avaloy Lahachmer. So basically what that means is if a person has a Nega, he can go to the Kohen, he can sit down with him, the Kohen's going to look at the Nega. If he's Tahar, the Kohen can tell him he's Tahar. If he's Tame, the Kohen's not allowed to tell him he's Tame. Now, obviously, if the person could do a little bit of math, hacha, that if the Kohen doesn't tell him he's Tahar, he means he's Tame. That's fine, that's not the point. The point is that until the Kohen tells him he's Tame, he's not Tame. And that's what Rameir doesn't allow you to do. It's true, by going to the Kohen, you're going to know now whether you're Tameh or Tahar. But you won't be Tameh unless the Kohen tells you you're Tameh. So Rameir says a Chiddush. Rameir says the Kohen could look at him, and if the Kohen sees he's Tahar, he'll tell him he's Tahar. Let's say he sees that he's not Tahar, he just won't say anything. He'll plead the fifth. Come back after Yontif, he'll come back after Yontif, he'll tell him he's Tameh, and then after Yontif, he'll have his Zman of Tumah. Rabbi Yossi, in the Braisa, who's the Chachamim in the Mishnah argue, Rabbi Yossi says, Loi lahakav loi lahachmer. You know why? He explains, She'im atu niskak loi lahakav nisko loi af lahachmer. And the Gemara is going to explain that Rabbi Yossi held that the Kohen does not have the right to plead the fifth. He can't remain silent. That's not one of his options. Once the Kohen looks at the Nega, he has to do one of two things. He has to say, Other Tahar, Other Tameh. And because Rabbi Yossi agrees with the premise of Rameyer, that you don't want to be Roya Negoim and tell a Yid on Yontif that you're tame because it's going to steris him, because you aren't him. So therefore, you can't be royal the hakel either. So essentially, what's the machloikis between Rami and Rabbi Yossi? They both agree to tell a yid that he's tahir. That's good news. Of course, that you could do a moed. They both agree to tell a yid that he's tame. That's not good news. That's a stira to the samach to the chayachah. That's not something you could do a moed. Okay, so what is the machloikis? The machloikis is, does the kohen have the option to just not say anything in the event that he's tame? Rav Meir holds in Hilchas Negayim, the kohen has three choices. He could say tame, he could say tar, he could say nothing. He could remain silent. Shtik is also an option. So being that shtik is an option, in the event that he sees his tame, he'll just be quiet. Like this, the person won't have to be a badad yeshiv, it won't shteris simchus yantiv. So like this, it's not going to be a problem. Now, it's going to shteris simchus yantiv a little bit, because the person's probably going to chab that he's tame, but again, not in the physical, practical, tangible sense, that he has to be away from his family, and that he can't be mekayim the mitzvayim, and as a result, it's not a problem. As opposed to Rabbi Yossi holds that's not an option. So if that's not an option, so like this, you have no choice. You have to either do both or nothing. Both is not okay. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds that loy lahak of loy lahachmer, a kohen is not allowed to be roy in a goyim at all. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he was machriya. He said, "Dinir and divir rameir b'musker." I hold like rameir when it comes to a mitzayra musker, and I hold like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to a mitzayra muchlet. The Gemara is going to explain the sheet of rameir a little bit, sheet of Rabbi Yossi a little bit. We just spoke it out outside, and the Gemara is going to explain the sheet of Rabbi as well. So zok the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava starts b'tahar kuli amalei pligid loy chazilei. If you have a person that's tar, he's 100% tar. Everybody agrees, said Rava, Saira Meir, Saira Yoisi, that this person should not appear in front of a Kayin. And the reason is because by him appearing in front of a Kayin, he only stands to lose. At the end of the day, he's tar anyways. So what's the point in going in front of a kohen? You're going to go in front of a kohen, and then the kohen is, if you're tahar, you'll get anyways walk out tahar, and the only thing is, you may find out that you're tame somehow. So therefore, just don't do it. It's pure downside. Beheske rishon dekule apligi lechazi. If a person was a mitzayra musker, he just finished his first 7 days of being a mitzayra musker, now he's coming for his revisit. So he's standing in front of the kohen now for the second time to determine what happened. So said Rava, everyone agrees the chazi le. He for sure should go in front of the kohen. The reason is, again, because this person has nothing to lose. Right? What's the worst case scenario? What's the worst thing that can happen? Says Rashi. The worst thing that can happen is he can tell him, you're vaita mitzayra musker. Vaita mitzayra musker is anyways a mitzayra musker. He's not going to lose anything. The best case scenario is he can tell him he's tar. So therefore, again, he has nothing to lose. As he has nothing to lose, everyone agrees he can be chazi. The mitzayra that's tahar, meaning the person that is tahar, and for the first time he's going to the kayin, you have nothing to gain, so don't go. The mitzayra musker, between the first 7 days and the second 7 days, has nothing to lose. And as a result, he certainly should stand in front of the kohen. By the way, in case this kasha is really, really bothering the oilam, Taisa says it's not true. And we just spoke out in the introduction that after the first 7 days of Hesker, there was another possibility. What would happen if it spread? And if it spread, we would find out that this person now just got upgraded from a Mitzayra Musker to a Mitzayra Muchlet. So he actually does have something to lose. This is Taisa's kasha. But anyway, said Rav, Ki Pligi, what was the machloikis? The machloikis was Behesker Sheni. The machloikis was after this person already is finished with his second 7 day period. Mar Savar, Rameir holds Bekoyin Talia Milsa. It's all Tali in the Koyin. Therefore, Itar, Omale Tar, Vitame Shasik. If he's Tar, he'll tell him he's Tar. And if he's Tame, he'll just be Shasik like this. He's going to end up in a situation where he won't shteris Simchas Yontif. Umar Savu, as Rabbi Yossi holds the Taroya Latamek Siv. This person has two choices. His choices are either to be Metarim or to be Metamim. And being that those are his two choices, so it's for that reason he doesn't have the option to be Shaisik, doesn't have the option to be Shaisik, so therefore he can't see him. But the bottom line is the Hezber and the Machloikis between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi, the way Rav explained it, is exactly the way we explained it before we started the Gemara. We were just quoting Rav in the Gemara. But Rav added a very important caveat. He said that the whole Machloikis just practically is only Negeya, a Mitzayra Musker after the Hesker Sheni. That's where it's Negeya. Because if the person's coming for the first time, then you only stand to lose. Even Rav Meir would tell you, don't go. What's the point in going? If the person is just finished with his first 7 days of Hesker, and he's trying to figure out what the next 7 days are going to look like, everyone would agree to go because you have nothing to lose. You're anyways a mitzvah, so you don't have any real downside. The shaila is, you finished already your 2 weeks. At this point,
Could be you can get to go home, or it could be you're going to end up being a Metzora Mukhlet. Now the stakes are very high. This is where we don't want you going to the Kohen. Okay, so could you go to the Kohen or not? Rav Meir says, yeah, and the Kohen will be Shoysek in the event that you told me. Rav Yossi says, no, that's not an option. Letairo Letamim, except he has to be either Metairo Mubi Metamim to go ahead and say nothing is not an option. And it's for that reason he holds you can't see him at all. Rebbe was the Kosev Ashlishi HaMachriya B'Neim. Rebbe said, Nirin Divri Rav Meir B'Musker, Fedivre Rav Yossi B'Mukhlet. I hold like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to a Metzora Mukhlet. So if somebody's a Metzora Mukhlet, I hold like Rabbi Yossi, don't stand in front of the Kohen. But I hold like Rabbi Meir when it comes to a Metzora Musker. If it's a Metzora Musker, you can stand in front of the Kohen. We learned Fakert. We learned in a Braisa that Rabbi said, Nirin Divre Rab Yossi B'Metzora Musker. V'divrei Rav Meir b'metzora muchlet. The exact antithesis of what the Gemara just said. So which one is it? We know Rebbe was machria. Both Brises seem to agree with that. The question, however, is what was Rebbe's shita? Rebbe, in one instance, paskin like Rav Meir. Another instance, paskin like Rav Yossi. One Brise said, like Rav Yossi b'muchlet, like Rav Meir b'musker. And the other Brise said, like Rav Yossi b'musker, and like Rav Meir b'muchlet. So the Gemara says, Tanoi alibi the Rebbe. Mar Sava one tana held, tzafso da alma odif. That a person would rather be together with people. Maritzava, the other one holds Safsa de Ishta Yadifale. A person would rather be with his wife. And the truth is, the background to these two lines of Gemara, so Rashi speaks it out in somewhat detail, it's going to be a shtickel, the topic of the next Gemara right now, and that is, we know that a Metzora had to be Bodod Yeshef. He had to go Chutz L'Machna, which means he wasn't allowed to be together with people. In our Gemara, the Gemara is going with the Hanocha that only a Metzora Mukhlet wasn't allowed to be with people. However, Metzora Musker wasn't allowed to be with people. That's the first Hanocha. The second Hanocha is, a Metzora is also B'Tashmish Amita. That's the Halacha. Stating that, our Gemara is of the opinion, as we're about to see, that only a Metzora Musker, this is counterintuitive, only a Metzora Musker, during that interim period, he's also B'Tashmish Amita. But once somebody's already a Metzora Mukhlet, at that point, he's not also B'Tashmish Amita anymore. So the truth is that if a person was going to assess what's worse, is it worse for a person to be a Metzora Mukhlet, or is it worse for a person to be a Metzora Musker? The truth is that really there's pros and cons to being a Metzora Musker and to being a Metzora Mukhlet. You know, you think just based on the Shem, the Toyar, Metzora Mukhlet, it sounds for sure more intense than being a Metzora Musker. But the truth is, there is a Tzad Kula in a Metzora Mukhlet over a Metzora Musker. And that is a Metzora Mukhlet, even though he's the Vadai Metzora, and he literally needs to wait Atche Nirpa Nega until he's going to become Tar, but at the same time, he's Mutter B'Tashmish Amita. As opposed to the Metzora Musker, he's also B'Tashmish Amita. So it's for that reason, there was a shaila, would a person rather be a Metzora Musker, or would a person rather be a Metzora Mukhlet? And says the Gemara, this shaila, whether Rebbe paskind like Rabbi Yossi by a Metzora Musker, or whether he paskin like Rabbi Yossi by a Metzora Mukhlet, is totally in whether Tashmish is Adifle, or whether Tzafsu is Adifle. So let's just go through the two Shitas. The mandama that says that Rabbi Yossi said that Rebbe said Nirin Divri Rabbi Yossi be Metzora Musker. So we're talking about someone that's a Metzora Musker. And right now we're trying to figure out, is this person going to end up being a Metzora Mukhlet, or is he not going to end up being a Metzora Mukhlet? If your whole Tashmish is Adif, so then this person would actually, for him to end up being a Metzora Mukhlet from being a Metzora Musker is actually something that's a mila for him. And it's for that reason he would hold that it is okay. However, if you're going to hold the Tzafsa Adif, then it's going to be Faker. The bottom line is, the Gemara says that's what it's Tullian, but clearly what we see from this Gemara is this Hanacha, and that is that a Metzora Musker is Asa B'Tashmash Amita, and a Metzora Mukhlet is Mutter B'Tashmash Amita. So the Gemara says, the name of the Mukhlet, Mutter B'Tashmash Amita, is that true? That a Metzora Mukhlet is Mutter B'Tashmash Amita? It sounds like a Chiddush. If a Metzora is Asa B'Tashmash Amita, it just seems hard to believe that the Metzora Mukhlet would be Mutter B'Tashmash Amita. So the Gemara, in yes, Tanya, in fact, it's a Mufurish B'Raisa. It says, V'yashem Yichutz Lo'ahol Yeshivas Yomen, that the Metzora had to be outside of his tent for 7 days. What does that mean? Shehei Aser B'Tashmash Amita. It means he's also B'Tashmash Amita. How do I know that? Because in Olay Ela Ishtoi, oil sometimes means wife, Shenema Leich Emor Lehem, Shuvu Lachem Lo'oyo Lechem. That meant Tashmash. So you see, V'yashem Yichutz Lo'ahol Yeshivas Yomen means that he's also B'Tashmash Amita. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda said, Shivas Yomen Yisperu Lo'oy.
There's another pasuk, and this pasuk is in Yecheskel Perek Mem Dalet. Va'achrei Torosoi Shivas Yomim Yisperuloi. And Rabbi Yehuda Darshan Yemei Sviroi V'lo Yemei Chiluta. He Darshan that it's referring to Tashmash Amito, and it means that during the Yemei Sviroi he's also B'Tashmash Amito, not during the Yemei Chiluta. So when he's a Metzora Musker, he's also B'Tashmash Amito, but when he's a Metzora Muchlet, he's not also B'Tashmash Amito. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rabbi Yehuda said Shivas Yemei Sviroi, that during the Yemei Sviroi, when he's a Metzora Musker, when he's counting days, right? What's the difference between a Metzora Musker and a Metzora Muchlet? Metzora Muchlet is not counting days; he's just waiting to become tar. The Metzora Musker is counting days. So during the 7 days that he's counting, he has a he's also b'tash v'shamito. Certainly during the mechilut. Rabbi said, "Anti l'fnei Rabbi, I once was learning the sugya with Rabbi, and I told Rabbi l'madatonu Rabbeinu. Rabbi, remember you once taught us that yoysam." Yoisam of Tanakh fame, Loihoyo Loilu Uzio, Elabi Mechiluta. He was the son of Uzio, Yoisam ben Uzio. And Uzio had Yoisam, the son, when he was a Metzaira. So Rabbi Chiya told Rabbi, when they were learning this sugya of a Metzaira being Mutar Asa B'tash Shamita, he said, I once heard from Rabbi, the Madatana Rabbeinu, that Uzio fathered Yoisam while he was a Mitzayra Amalei. It's true. Afani kach amarti. Emes. 100%. But what do you see? This is the punchline. That Rebbe, he's the Tana that we're focusing on. Rebbe holds that a Mitzayra Muchlit is Mutte B'tashma Shamito. So the Gemara says, that's what it's totally in. Whether Rebbe held Nirin Divri Rabbi Yossi B'Muchlit or he held Nirin Divri Rabbi Yossi B'Musker, it's totally in whether Tashmish is Adaflay or Tzafsa Da'alma is Adaflay, which supposes that only a Mitzayra Musker is Asa B'Tashma Shamito, but a Mitzayra Muchlit is Mutte B'Tashma Shamito. And that is in fact, based on this Gemara, that is the Shita of Rabbi. Zok the Gemara, but my commitment, what's the Hezbollah and the Machloikas? Whether a Metzora Muchlit is Mutte B'Tashma Shamito or Asa B'Tashma Shamito? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak, holds, Goli Rachman Abimei Sviroi, Vikol Shkem Yimei Chilutoi, Shivas Yomim Yisperuloi, that's referring to the Metzora Musker, the Iker Posik of Isser Tashmish is a Metzora Musker. Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yehuda held, if a Metzora Musker is Aser, certainly a Metzora Muchlet. The Metzora Muchlet is, he's the Metzora, that's for sure a Metzora. He's more Chamer, Mar Savar, whereas the other Tana held, no, Maida Goli Goli, Maida Lai Goli, Lai Goli, that to the extent that the Pasuk was Megala, that there's an Isser Tashmish Amita, there is, to the extent not, not. Either way, so an obvious inference from Rabbi's Halacha, and that is that a Metzora Musker is Asir B'Tashma Shamita, a Metzora Muchlit is Mutter B'Tashma Shamita. So the Gemara now makes another inference from our sugya. The Memra, you know what else you see from our Gemara? The B'Kayin Talia Milsa. That the only way you become a Metzora is if the Kayin says so. Just because you have a Negah doesn't make you a Metzora. The Kayin has to say that you're a Metzora in order to be a Metzora. So the Gemara says, that's true. The Memra, the B'Kayin Talia Milsa. And the Gemara says, yeah, but Tanya Tzabraisu. B'Yayim Hera'is Boy. Yeshem Shatarai Boy. Yeshem Shatarai Boy. There are days that a Kayin's allowed to see, and there are days that a Kayin is not allowed to see. Okay. Mikan, Amru, from here Chazal learned, Chosin Shinoil by Nega, if Chosin has a Nega, Noisling Zayimei Mishta, we wait 7 days. Meaning, you let him have his Zayimei Mishta, you let him have his Shever Brachas, then afterwards you start looking at the Nega. Not only if he himself has the Nega, but Loi, if it's on his body, Ula Beisoi, if it's on his house, Ula Ksusoi, if it's on his Beged, the Chem Berega, the same is true if somebody sees a Nega on Yontif. Noisling Shivazimei Rega, we give him 7 days, Divi Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yoim, Rabbi says, Ein Oitzarech, you don't have to come on to this Pasuk of Uviyoyim Hera is by to teach me that it's the Koyim Paskining that the person's a Metzayra that makes him into a Metzayra. Without this, I would know that because I read it says, Vitziva Koyim, Ufinu as Habayas. Right? So we all know this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, this is the Makar that HaTayra Chasal Mamayin Shal Yisrael. This is the Makar that was sensitive even to a person who did Averis, which means that right now he's going about to fall into the parish of Nagan, but Afal Pikein, we care about him. Right? The context is that the Koyim comes, he inspects the person's house, and he sees that this person's house has a nega. So what do you have to do? You have to knock the house down. However, ufinu asabayis, we give him a little bit of time to clear out the house. The Rebbe says, what do you mean give him time to clear out the house? The minute the kohen sees that the house has a nega, so the house has a nega. There's nothing else to talk about. What do you mean? It's too late. How could you clear out the house? So said Rebbe, you know what you see from here, that the Kohen is the one that makes the decision. And Rebbe said, I'll tell you more than that. Im amtina le dvar rishus. Madach, we do it for a dvar rishus, just to save this person a few dollars. Koshkin le dvar mitzvah. Certainly when it comes to a dvar mitzvah. So Rebbe said, I need to come on to uviyoyim herois boy, yeshem shataroy, yeshem shiataroy, to teach me that a chassan who has a mitzvah of simcha,
Simchas Ishtoi. And on Yontif, we have a mitzvah of Simcha, Simchas Yontif. Dang, you're not going to be roi in a gun. Madach to save the person a few shekels, we're not roi in a gun. We hold off. Ufino asabayis. And then afterwards we paskin. Certainly over here. So the Gemara says, my benayu, what's the nafkamina? I mean, we have two Makairis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe. How we know that you wouldn't inspect a nega on Yontif? Rebbe Yehuda said, it's learned out from Uviyoim Heroispoi. There are days that, yeah, there are days that, no. Rebbe said, Vitziva Koinofino Asabayas. So Amr Abayas said, you know what the Nafkamina is? Nothing. Nashmoyis Darshan Nikibana. Nafkamina just says what the Makar is. There's no halachic Nafkamina. Rav Amr Rav says, no, there is a Nafkamina. Dvar HaRishus Ikibanaev. Nafkamina would be for a Dvar Rishus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, learned it, Yeshioim Shataroyev, Yeshioim Shiataroyev. So we're going to assume that the days Shiataroyev are days that involve mitzvahs, simcha, Simchas Chasim Vekala, Simchas Yontif. So it's only for a Dvar Mitzvah, not for a Dvar Rishos. Whereas according to Rebbe, the Rebbe said you learn from Ufino Asabayis, which in and of itself is a Dvar Rishos. So therefore you'd be able to include, you'd be able to incorporate even a Dvar Rishos. Look to Gemara. Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe each had their own Makaris, right? So the question is, why didn't Rebbe Yehuda hold of Rebbe's Makar? And why didn't Rebbe hold of Rebbe Yehuda's Makar? Look to Gemara. Rebbe Yehuda, my house in Legamrinon. Rebbe Yehuda didn't want to learn from Ufino Asabayis because he held the Chiddushim. He held you can't learn the halachas of Negoyim as it relates to the neg of a person from Nigei Batim. Because Nigei Batim is a chiddush. Because usually Eitzim V'Avonim, a house can't become Tameh. And here it becomes Tameh. See, he said the whole concept of Nigei Batim is one big chiddush. And therefore, you can't learn any halachas from a parsha of chiddush. So it's true, you see Ufino Asabayis. But it's such a chiddush, this parsha. Al Zen Nemar, Rashi quotes the Gemara, Ein Lecha Boy, Elo Chiducha. You find this idea everywhere. That when something is such a chiddush, it's such an anomaly, you can't learn anything from it. Nigei Batim is such an example. So you can't learn anything from Nigei Batim. You can't even learn that it's totally in the Kayan. You can't even learn that we would suspend the judgment to save him money or even for a Dvar Mitzvah. Okay, the Rebbe. What about Rebbe? Why does Rebbe learn it from the Tziva HaKayan Ufino Asabayas? Why didn't he learn it from Uviyoim Heroispoi? So the Gemara says that really Rebbe did learn it from Uviyoim Heroispoi. He just felt he needed a second Makar. Rebbe held you need two Makars. Rebbe Yomer Itzrach, right? Itzrach always means I need both Makars. Di Kasav Rachman Uviyoim Heroispoi. Had it only said the first Makar, Avamin, I would have thought Udvar Mitzvah and Udvar Rishos Loi. I would have thought for Udvar Mitzvah, not for Udvar Rishos, like the Gemara said. Rava said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, only it's a Dvar Mitzvah. So Rebbe said, had we only had that Makar, I would have thought it's only a Dvar Mitzvah. Kas Rachman B'tziv HaKoyin, therefore the Torah B'tziv HaKoyin to tell me even for Ufino Azabayas, even for money, which is a Dovah Rishos, even that, because Rachman B'tziv HaKoyin, and had it said B'tziv HaKoyin, have I mean, I would have thought Hani in the Lav Tumah DeGufei. I would have thought maybe only there, because it's not Tumah DeGufei. Ava Tumah DeGufei, Eimah Michsa Chazilei. But Tumah DeGufei is maybe different. Meaning, had it only said Ufino Azabayas, I would have said, oh, maybe Nigei Batim. Nigei Batim is different. Rabbi Yehuda said you can't learn from Nigei Batim because it's a Chiddush. So therefore, it's Richa. You need both, but at the end of the day, Rebbe holds between the two Makairis, you end up with the Halacha, and not only do you see that it's all about the Kohen, now that you see that the Kohen holds the cards, he can plead the fifth, maybe not say anything, or at the very least suspend, stall a little bit, but he could do it for a Dvar Mitzvah, and if he wants, he can even do it for a Dvar Rishos. So this Gemara is going to continue for another few lines. Be'ez Hashem, we'll keep that for tomorrow, but for now, we'll come off a breath, exhale, and as it relates to Raid, discuss another one of the topics, another one of the sugyas that permeate Hilchas Chol HaMoed, both from a Halacha L'Maisa perspective, from a Minig Yisrael Torah perspective, and as we'll see, from a Lundis perspective, and that is, do you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or do you not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? And just to phrase it a little bit differently, are you mechuyev to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Maybe, I don't know, if you want to wear it, you don't want to, don't wear it. There's a third set. Maybe it's actually usser to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So the truth is, this is a major shaila. It's a question that's oimed berumoy shel oylam mamish. It's something that the Rishonim talk about in different places in Shas. It's something that will require be'ezus Hashem two raid bites. So we'll do part one today and part one tomorrow. But just to lay the groundwork a little bit on the Rishonim level today. Very simple, no chedushim. And then Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow, we'll try to build on it a little bit. So really, this shaila of whether or not there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or there's no chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or in a different nusach, whether it's asa to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or it's not asa to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, starts with a Gemara in the Sechtes Menachos. Everyone knows that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, you don't wear tefillin on Yontif. Every single day of the year you have to wear tefillin. The exceptions to the rule are Shabbos and Yontif. The Makar is a Braisa. It's Rabbi Akiva in Menachos Lamed Vav. The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva said, Yochel Yoniach Adam Tefillin B'Shabbosis B'Yom Tavim. You would think a person should wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Why would you think it? Why not? You do every mitzvah on Shabbos and Yontif. Why wouldn't you do the mitzvah of tefillin? Talmud Omer, it says in the Torah, the Hayala Ois Al Yotcha. The purpose of tefillin is for it to be an ois. And we learn from here, mishet tzrichin ois, a person or a day that requires an ois, requires tefillin. With the exception of Shabbos and Yontif, shehen gufan ois, they themselves are an ois. The Torah refers to Shabbos as an ois. Ki oisi beini uveinechem. You find that Yontif is also referred to as an ois. Achas shapsoisai tishmeru ki oisi. Shapsoisai is a Lashon Rabbim. Chazal say it's referring to Shabbos and Yontif. So Shabbos and Yontif is bechefza an ois. And because the day itself is an ois, it doesn't require any external assistance. So why do you wear tefillin? The Torah says, so misha tricha nois, a day that he needs to apply an ois, in order for him to have an ois, that's the day that you wear tefillin. As opposed to Shabbos and Yontif, where in itself is an ois, and for that reason, Rabbi Akiva says that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos for Yontif. The reason is, shehen gufa nois. So really, this shaila of whether there's a mitzvah of tefillin achal amoyd, or there's no mitzvah of tefillin achal amoyd, is really a shaila on whether there's an ois on Chol HaMoed, or whether there's no ois on Chol HaMoed. So Rabbi Akiva said that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos because tefillin's an ois and Shabbos is an ois. You don't need an ois of tefillin on Shabbos. You don't wear tefillin on Yontif because tefillin's an ois, but Yontif is an ois. You don't need the ois of tefillin on Yontif. So what's the question in essence? The question is, Chol HaMoed, does it have an ois or does it not have an ois? And really, what we need to do is, we need to take this one step further, and that is, what is the ois of Shabbos v'Yontif? It's very hard to figure out whether Chol HaMoed has an ois if we don't even know what the ois is. So, what is the ois of Shabbos? What is the ois of Yontif? And then, l'chura, be'ez Hashem, will be able to figure out a little bit whether Chol HaMoed has an ois and doesn't have an ois. And really, if Chol HaMoed has an ois, so it's easy. You're not going to wear tefillin. You know why? It's a Gemara. Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Yotzu Shabbos v'Yontif she'en guf an ois. So, just like on Shabbos v'Yontif, you don't put on tefillin. Menachis Lamed Vav, so to Chol HaMoed, you're not going to put on tefillin. If, however, Chol HaMoed, we're going to determine after further review, does not have an ois, so l'chura, it's pashut. It has to have an ois. So it's pashut. There would be a chiv to wear tefillin. So really, this question of yet tefillin, no tefillin on Chol HaMoed boils down to whether or not there's an ois of Yontif on Chol HaMoed or there's no ois on Yontif of Chol HaMoed. So this is something, again, the Gemara doesn't talk about anywhere, but it's something that the Rishonim discuss in many different places. And really, just to begin, the Rajba, Rav Shlomo ben Aderet, in a tshuva, this is a chelik aleph, it's simin tof reish tzadik. He was asked this question. You're supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It's one paragraph, it's one very, very small paragraph in tshuva Zarajba. So the Rajba said like this, Daiti ani she'ein menichem. I hold that you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the reason is, because the reason you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif is because of the ois. Chol HaMoed is oichet than ois. Why? Says the Rajba, because on Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to do malacha, she'ein malachas oven, unless it's a dover oven. U'malacha de'oiraisahi b'moed. And the issa to do malacha on Chol HaMoed is an issa deiraisa. The kulu tanoi ma'isi lamikra b'chagiga. Because the Gemara Chagiga Yud Chesam and Aleph brings it from Psukim. Three braises, five makaris. That is an issa deiraisa, says the Rajba, to do malacha. So says the Rajba, what's the ois of Shabbos and Yontif? Issa malacha, the fact that Yidden are resting, that is the ois. The issa malacha is the ois. So Zok the Rajba, it's pasha to me that Chol HaMoed has an ois. Because it's mavur in Chagiga Yud Chesam and Aleph that is an issa deiraisa to do malach on Chol HaMoed, and that's what underpins the whole beginning of Maseches Ma'akan. So if there's an issa d'iraisa to do malach, that means mid'iraisa, there's an ois. If mid'iraisa, there's an ois on Chol HaMoed, it's no different than Shabbos and Yontif. And therefore says the Rajba, Daiti ani she'en menichen shegam heim ois. At the end of the day, it has an ois, and it's for that reason you wouldn't put on tefillin. And the truth is that if you go through the Rishonim, this is the Pashtus. The Pashtus is that the ois of Shabbos and Yontif is the issa malacha. So that the question of whether Chol HaMoed has an ois or doesn't have an ois really boils down to what the nature of the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is. We know there's an Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed, Moed Katan 101. The question, however, is that an Issa Deiraisa? Is that an Issa Derabanan? If you hold the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed as an Issa Deiraisa, so it comes out that Chol HaMoed has the Oys of Issa Malacha, just like Shabbos and Yontif does. If that's the case, you wouldn't wear tefillin, like the Rashba said. If, however, you hold that the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is only an Issa Derabanan, that means Mideiraisa, there is no Issa Malacha. So Mideiraisa, you don't have an Oys. If Mideiraisa, you don't have an Oys. So it's Pashit that Mideiraisa, you would have a Chiyah to wear tefillin. So the truth is that, again, scratching the surface on this sugya, this is what should come out. It should come out that according to the Ramban, Rabbeinu Tam, the Riva, the Smag, the Riaz, the Rosh, the Marthai, the Tor, the Rashbits, that the Bir Halacha quotes in the beginning of Simon Tovkuf Lamed, who all hold that the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Issa Derabban. So it comes out there is no Issa Malacha Deiraisa on Chol HaMoed. That means there's no Ois, there's no Ois. There should be a Chiyuv to put on tefillin. All those Rishayim should hold that there's a Chiyuv to put on tefillin. But according to the Rif, and according to the She'iltis, the Eshkol, the Ritz Geis, the Rashbam, and Rashi, that the Bir Halacha quotes in the beginning of Siman Tavkuf Lamed, who hold that the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Issa Deiraisa. It should come out that Chol HaMoed has an Ois. And if Chol HaMoed has an Ois, there should be no chiv to put on tefillin. That should be the pashtus. Stating that, that's very much not the case. And we'll just, there's so many Rishonim that talk about this, but we'll pick two Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos. Pashit. We'll go with Rashi and we'll go with Tosfos and we'll go backwards. First Tosfos and then Rashi. Tosfos in Mesechtes Erev in Daf Tzadik Vavam and Aleph, and Tosfos later in Mesechtes Moed Katan Daf Yotessim and Aleph discusses this shayim. Whether you're supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And Tosfos comes out in both places that a Yid is not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Not supposed to, like the Rashba said in the Tshuva, you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The problem is, Tosfos is the Mora d'Shmaita, the long and famous Tosfos in Chagiga Yudchesem and Aleph, that says that the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is only an Issa d'Rabbanan. So if Tosfos holds that the Issa Malacha is only an Issa d'Rabbanan, so it comes out that Midei Raisas Nitok Kainois. So if there's no Ois, so it comes out that you should have to put on tefillin. Yeah, Tosfos Shita is an Erev and Tzadik Vav, and my Kanyu tests very, very clearly that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. L'chura, based on the Cheshbon of the Rashba, which seems to me the Pashtus in the Rishonim, and that is that whether or not Chol HaMoed is deemed to have an ois is totally whether it's an Issa Malacha Deiraisa Derabanan, so it doesn't stem in Tosfos. Because Tosfos Shita is that it's also to wear tefillin, yet Tosfos Shita is that there is no Issa Malacha Deiraisa. That's the famous Tosfos. Tosfos is the one that introduced this to the world. It was the Bali Tosfos' opinion that the Issa Malacha of Chol HaMoed is an Issa Derabanan. It's not an Issa Deiraisa. If it's an Issa Derabanan, so it comes out there's no ois. There's no ois. There should be a Chiyuv tefillin. So how could I say there's no tefillin? So L'chura Tosfos is Tzarech Bir based on this Cheshbon. Rashi Shita is, Bir Halacha quotes it, that the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Issa Deiraisa. And based on that, it should come out, according to Rashi, based on the Cheshbon that the Rashba made, that it should be Osir, or you certainly should not be obligated, to a tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, because of the ice. What's the ice? The Issa Malacha. Rashba said if there's an Issa Malacha, Deiraisa on Chol HaMoed, so you wouldn't need an ice of tefillin on Chol HaMoed either. Rashi Shita is that there is an Issa Malacha Midei Raisa on Chol HaMoed. So it should come out that Rashi Shita should be that you should not be allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Stating that, Rab Kiva Eger, in his Agos and Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Simen Lamed Aleph, makes a beautiful diuk, a diuk nifla, from a Rashi tucked away in Masech de Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, where it's mavur that Rashi Shita is that there is a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The context over there is the Gemara is discussing Nusach HaBracha. If a person has a bunch of mitzvahs in front of him, Hayul Afan of mitzvahs harbe. You have a bunch of mitzvahs. Every bracha, every mitzvah requires its own bracha with its own nusach habracha. So it says the Braisa, what if a person has a bunch of mitzvahs? Oimer, you should say, Baruch Hashem Kedishanu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivanu ala mitzvoys. A new bracha. You're supposed to say ala mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says, Mevarach akolach azachas v'fnei atzma. No, you don't make one general bracha ala mitzvahs, but rather you make an individual bracha for each mitzvah that you made. Zok Tehil Gerashi. What does it mean mitzvahs harbe? Quote, Litoy lulav, leishev basukah, laniach tefillin, and the satif patzitzis. So, Kripki Veger. Rashi said, what were the mitzvahs harbe? Lulav, sukkah, tefillin, and tzitzis. So, you wake up in the morning and you find yourself literally surrounded, David HaMelech, you're surrounded by mitzvahs harbe. You have lulav, you have sukkah, you have tefillin, you have tzitzis. Great, Kripki Veger. When did this happen? When is it possible that a person has in front of him the mitzvah of lulav, the mitzvah of sukkah, and the mitzvah of tefillin? Not on yontif. On yontif, you don't wear tefillin. But korchach, it's choyl hamayit. Has to be. So you see, Rashi Shita is that on chol hamayit, you're supposed to wear tefillin. It's clear. It's Rav Kiveger's dik. In Zagoyis and Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim Simel Lamed Al. So what do you see Rashi Shita is? That there is a chiyuv to wear tefillin. L'chura, how could Rashi hold that there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Rashi Shita is that there's an issa malacha day raisa. If there's an issa malacha day raisa, so it comes out that there's the ice. If there's an ice, so it should be no different than Shabbos and Yontif. So again, just to sikum. We're discussing whether there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or there's no chiyuv. Or, b'mila macherim, whether there's an issa to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or there's no issa. What does it boil down to? The Gemara Menachos, Lamed Vav. The Gemara says, why do you wear tefillin on Shabbos V'yantiv? Because Shabbos V'yantiv is an ois. The whole reason we wear tefillin is l'hoyla ois al yadcha. So, a day that you need the ois, you put on tefillin. Shabbos V'yantiv, but you don't need the ois. Shein atzman ois. You don't wear tefillin. What is the ois? The Rishonim seem to say that the ois is the ois of Issa Melachas. Ois shtei mefurish and tshuva zarajba, that it's the ois of Issa Melachas. So really, the question of whether or not there should be a chiyuv or iser tefillin on Chol HaMoed boils down to whether there's an Issa Melachah Deiraisa. We know there's an Issa Melachah. But whether there's an Issa Melachah Deiraisa, there's no Issa Melachah Deiraisa. If there's an Issa Melachah Deiraisa, it comes out, Hadar Dino Chol HaMoed is exactly like Yontif. Yontif, you don't wear tefillin. Rabbi Akiva's Memra in Menachas Lamed Vav, you wouldn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed either. If, however, there is no Issa Melachah Midairaisa, so it comes out, Klapi Shmaya, Klapi the Din Deiraisa, there's no ice. If there's no ice, Vahoylai Sayatcha, that's why you wear tefillin. So that's what it should be totally in Azosh Taitin Rajba. And we said, if that's the case, it should be mamish consistent. The big time machloikis that we spoke about on Daf Dalet and Daf Hey, the major machloikis Rishonim with the Be'er Halacha brings the whole list on both sides of the ledger. Whether it is a melacha chalamayz that rises up on, and that's what it should be tali in. At the end of that, you want to know yatfil and notfil, ayin Be'er Halacha simin tof kov lamed, and that's really what it should be tali in. Stating that, it's mavur clearly not that way. And we have just one riot, which is what we're speaking out. This is the abridged version of the sugya. Very abridged version, the super abridged version. But just one shita sarishayinim lakan, and one shita sarishayinim lakan. Taisa shita is very clearly in Yudches Amar Aleph that is no issa malacha medei raisa. Yet Taisa shita is very clear in Erevin Tzadik Vav, and am I cutting your test that it's also to wear tefillin? Has it shtim? If there's no issa malacha medei raisa, there's no ice. If there's no ice, you should put on tefillin. And Rashi Faker, Rashi Shita, the Be'er Halacha brings, is of the opinion that there is an Issa Malacha B'dei Raisa. Yerab Kiveg was Medeik from Rashi Sukkah, Mevav Amar Aleph, that you're supposed to put on tefillin. How you follow mitzvah Sarbe? Lulav Sukkah tefillin. What do you mean? How could you have tefillin, lulav, and sukkah all at the same time? So, Rab Kiveg, who's going to argue with Rab Kiveg's dig that Rashi must help that there's a chiv to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So, Lachur has this shim. So, it's Muchach. It's Muchach again. Very, very simple. It's Muchach that even though the Rashba said that the way he sees it is whether or not there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed is totally poshet. Whether there's a malacha deraisa, there's no malacha deraisa. It's clear not all the Rishonim agreed with that. And there's another way to approach this shaila of putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and really another way to approach this shaila in terms of understanding whether there's the ois of Shabbos and Yontif on Chol HaMoed, where there's no ice of Shabbos and Yontif Chalamayit. So again, we'll go through Rashi, and we'll go through Tosfos, and then we'll make a sikum on the three ways to approach this. Tosfos first. Tosfos himself asks this kasha. Tosfos in Erev and Tzadik Vav, and Tosfos in my cotton utas, ask the kasha, it's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos, I hold that it's also with Tefillin Chalamayit, and have rayas that it's also with Tefillin Chalamayit. Frey Tosfos, I don't understand. How could I say it's also with Tefillin Chalamayit? I'm the Mara de Shmaita. I'm the famous Tosfos that said that Issa Melacha is only in Issa de Rabbanan. And Luchura, what's the ice? The ice is Issa Melacha. And if there's no Issa Melacha, but they rise on Chalamayit, so it comes out there's no ice. And Tosfos in Erev and Tosfos my cotton says, Kemat the same teretz. If you go through it fast, you never even notice that Tosfos is saying something different. But there is a subtlety that's worth mentioning. Zok Tosfos in Erevin Tzadik Vav Amar Aleph. You have to say that even though it's true, there's no Issa Melacha v'day Raisa on Chol HaMoed, and therefore you don't have an ois on Chol HaMoed of Issa Melacha or b'sedan under a ois. Issa Melacha is not the only ois in the world. There are other ois. There's other ois. It's not exclusive. There's another way to get an ois. What is that? Zok Tosfos. On Sukkis, you have the ois of Sukkah. And on Pesach, you have the ois of Isra Achilas Chametz. As Zok Tosfos. Who said the only ois is the ois of Issa Melacha? Ois means, not sure, but ois. And there's other ways to get ois. So on Sukkis, you can have the ois of Yeshiva Sukkah. And on Pesach, you can have the ois of Issa Chametz. So Zach Toysus, and a chinami, there's no Issa Malacha, because that's my sheik, there's no Issa Malacha with the rights on Chalamayit, but there's still an ois. There's the ois of the mitzvah of Sukkah on Sukkahs, and there's the ois of the Isra Achilas Chametz on Pesach, and that ois is enough to beget an Isser, it's enough to beget an Isser to put on tefillin. Tosfos my cotton, your testament aleph, says almost the same thing. Tosfos says as follows, Yesh loimar, that even though there's no Issa Malach on Chalamoy, but there's still an Issa on Chalamoy. Hoyul v'oichel matzah v'yoshev v'sukkah. On Sukkahs you have the ois of Sukkah, and on Pesach you have the ois of Matzah. It's not the same thing. In Erev in Tzadik Vav and Aleph, Tosfos says, what's the ois? The ois is the Issah Chametz. In Maikon Yutessim and Aleph, Tosfos says, what's the ois? The ois is the mitzvah of Matzah. Does it make a difference? We once spoke out a long time ago, a Chuvas Chsam Sefer, where the Chsam Sefer says a Dover Nifla. He says, I think there's a tremendous difference between the two Lashonis and Tosfos. Tosfos, Erev in Tzadik Vav and Aleph, that said that the ois on Pesach is going to be the Issah Achilas Chametz, and that the ois and my coin, your test, the ois is going to be the mitzvah of achilas matzah. He says, I understand. There's an ois of matzah, the whole Pesach. What's the ois of matzah? Everybody knows. The Gemara says, matzah kol shiv is rishos. There's no chiv to eat matzah the whole 7 days. There's a chiv to eat matzah one night. The erev toichlo matzah. And even then, it's only one kezayis, two kezayis, and brisket kezayis. But once you finish, you're done. You don't eat any more matzah. Matzah kol shiv, the Gemara says, is rishos. The Gemara in a few places. So vazok tois is achilas matzah. Where's the ois of matzah? I have no chiv to eat matzah. So says the Chsam Sofer, this is a raya to the Chizkuni. Which Chizkuni? The Chizkuni that everybody says over in the name of the Goyin. Right, so you do it that the Vilna Goyin said that even though the Gemara says matzah kol shiva is only rishos, doesn't mean it's a rishos. Avada, when you eat it, you makayim a mitzvah. It means there's no chiv, but avada mitzvah's kiyumis you're going to get. And we spoke out Torah from the Rashiva of Yeruchim Shlita, where Rabbi Yeruchim said that, what do you mean? It's the Goyin's chiddish. This Rishon says it, and Davin Ezra says it, and the Chizkuni says it. So many Rishonim say, right, the Rashiva mutshit very stark to understand what's even the chiddish of. Why is this known as the Chiddush of the Vilna Gaon? There's so many makaris to it. So Zok Tachsam Soif, I think that's what these two Toysfos are Anatolian. Toysfos might cut in your test that said that the ois is Achilas Matzah. So it's obvious that Toysfos held that there's a mitzvah that's at least a key of mitzvah is called Shiva. So therefore you have a mitzvah. There's an Indian of Matzah. It's not Stam eating kartoffel. It's eating Matzah. There's a key of mitzvah because it's a key of mitzvah. Therefore it could be a ois. But Toysfos and Erevin Tzadik Vav and Alf didn't say Matzah. He said Issa Chametz. Because maybe Toysfos held there really is no mitzvah. It's far in the floor from the Chsam Soif. Away somewhere in the Tshuva. But the bottom line is Zok Tosfos, you're right. If the only ois would be the Isser Malacha, then you're right. There's no Isser Malacha that writes on Cholamoy, so based on that, it would be a Chiv to wear tefillin. But Tosfos says, who says the only ois is the ois of Isser Malacha? There's other oises. You have the ois of Sukkah, the ois of Matzah, maybe Isser Chametz, and therefore there's other oises, and it's for that reason Zok Tosfos. There will be an Isser to put on tefillin on Cholamoy, even though there is no Isser Malacha Medeiraisa on Cholamoy. So that's the teretz of Tosfos Shita. Who answers Tosfos Shita? Tosfos himself. Tosfos in Erev and Tzadik Vav, and Tosfos in my cotton your testament alef. But what about Shita's Rashi? Rashi Shita is that the Isser Malacha on Cholamoy is an Isser Deiraisa, and Afal Pikein. Rav Kidega was medayik from Rashi in Sukkah and Vavam and Aleph that Rashi Shita is Hayulafan a Mitzvah Harbei. Lulav, Sukkah, and Tefillin, that there is a chiyuv to wear Tefillin. L'chayrif, there's an Issa Malacha. This is already Akasha. L'chayrif, there's an Issa Malacha. So it should come out that, for sure, you shouldn't put on Tefillin. Yet Rashi Shita is that you do put on Tefillin. So, Rav Asher David Meishlita, in the Shtikl Shiras Nasan that we spoke at a few days ago, in my Katan Simin Beis, and I saw Rav Zacharia Adler of Taf, HaShavua, so they actually just printed, Daf HaShavua learned Masechtas Ma'akot not long ago, and they printed the sheets that they give out by the Chaburas here on Masechtas Ma'akot, and on Daf Yutes, in that Sefer, he brings a Shir Chumash Me'ez HaRav HaGoyin Rebel Yechaim Swordlof Shlita, the Patterson Rosh Yeshiva, and both Rosh Yeshivas when the Schavnu L'Dover Echad, Rabbi Asher David and Rebel Yechaim Swordlof, and they both said the same Mahalach to answer Shitas Rashi, which again is not only Rashi, it's other Shitas are Rishonim as well. And that is, that we spoke out, that even though there are Rishonim that hold that there's an Issa Melacha, Midai Raisa on Chol HaMoed, but the Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed is Choluk B'Yisoid, to the Issa Melacha on Shabbos and the Issa Melacha on Yontif. The Issa Melacha on Shabbos B'Yontif is a Toitzah of the Kedushas Hayoyim. The Kedushas Hayoyim of Shabbos V'yontiv is Mechay of the Issim Halacha. Whereas the Issim Halacha on Chol HaMoed is not Asur Mitzad the Kedushas Hayoyim. It's Asur Mitzad the Mitzvahs Hayoyim. Because a Yid on Shabbos, and specifically on Yontiv, he has to be Besimcha, and it's his man of bringing Karbonis, it's his man of Mikrei Kodesh, it's his man of Tefillah, it's his man of Torah, and if the person's going to go ahead, and he's going to work, it's going to take away. So that the Issim Halacha is Midai Raisa, but it's Choluk B'Yisoy, it's not also be'etzem. There's nothing wrong be'etzem with doing melacha v'har raya. There's five different scenarios where Chazal were matter it. And mi'akamidi that midei raisa, miktasan asur, miktasan muteris. The Teretz says it's always mutter, like we spoke out. Narvas, to protect the mitzvah sayayim, Chazal said, don't do certain things. One of the things they said, though, was don't do melacha. And vifl, the melacha is going to get in the way of your simchas yantiv, don't do it. If it's not going to get in the way of your simchas yantiv, if I care, not doing the melacha is going to shter, it's going to do more bad and good for your simchas yantiv than other rabbi. Then you should do the malacha. But the point is, there's no isim malacha be'etzim. That's the punchline. Is lafiza yeshloimar? That was Rashi Shita, and that was the sheet of all these other Rishonim that hold like Rashi. And that is, it's true. There's an isim malacha medei raisa on Chol HaMoed, like there is an isim malacha on Shabbos V'yontiv. So what's the kasha? If you don't put on tefillin on Shabbos V'yontiv, why? Because it's an isim malacha, and the isim malacha is an ois. So Chol HaMoed also has an isim malacha. So based on that, you have an ois here as well. So you shouldn't put on tefillin. The teretz is that there's a chiluk between the isim malacha on Shabbos V'yontiv and the isim malacha on Chol HaMoed. The isim malacha on Shabbos V'yontiv, that's mitzad the kedusha sayoy. That's an isim. And because that's mitzad the kedusha sayyim, that's an isim alacha be'etzim. That isim alacha is an ois. But yesh loyma that the isim alacha chol hamoed, being that it's not an isim alacha be'etzim. It's not that the Torah wants you to rest. The Torah is just protecting the mitzvah. Some emela, you're not doing things that are going to get in the way of me doing a mitzvah. But there's no kiyum in the shvisa. There's no isim be'etzim in the malacha. Therefore, that's not enough for it to shaf an ois. And if it's not enough to shaf an ois, therefore the sheet of Rashi and those Rishonim are going to be that even though it's true, there isn't isim alacha. But at the same time, like with Kvegas Medayik, Hoylafon, a mitzvah, Sarbe, Lulav, Sukkim, Tfilin, there's still going to be a mitzvah to go ahead and put on Tfilin. So, Hamurameya now, really, what comes out from all of this is that we started by saying that this Shaila of whether or not there's a chiv to put on Tfilin on Chol HaMoed, or there's no chiv to put on Tfilin on Chol HaMoed, really should boil down to whether or not there's an ois or not an ois Chol HaMoed, that's Pasha, and which in itself should boil down to whether there's some malacha day rice. So there's no some malacha day rice. If there's an ois malacha on Chol HaMoed day rice, so if there's for sure an ois, if there's an ois, then you wouldn't put on tefillin. And if there is no ois malacha day rice, and there's no ois, then you would put on tefillin. But really, after going through the sugya, what emerges is that that's not true. You have a shitas haToisvus where Toisvus holds that it's also to put on tefillin, even though there's no ois malacha day rice. So you have a shitas haRashi where Rashi holds that there is a chiyuv to wear tefillin, even though there isn't ois malacha day rice, so, which means that clearly it's not all Tali Zebezeh. So just to make a synopsis, and then Firois with a punchline, of what we said is really what it boils down to is really we have three Mahalchim, three clear Mahalchim, based on the Rishonim and the Gedolei HaRosh Hashivas, in terms of understanding this Shaila, of whether or not you should put on Tefillin HaChol HaMoed, you shouldn't put on Tefillin HaChol HaMoed. The first Mahalach is the Rashba. It's Mefurish and the Rashba and the Tshuva and other Rishonim. Very simple. It's told you whether there's an Issam Halacha Medei Reis on HaChol HaMoed, or there's no Issam Halacha Medei Reis on HaChol HaMoed. Right? Very, very straightforward. The second Mahalach would be, that even if you hold there is no Issam Halacha on HaChol HaMoed, could be, there would be a Chiv to put on Tefillin. It could be you wouldn't be able to put on Tefillin. Why? Because you have the ois on Sukkos of Sukkah, and you have the ois on Pesach of the Isser Chametz and of Matzah. In other words, if you hold like Tosfos holds, or like the whole ledger of Rishonim that the Be'er Halacha brings in the beginning of Tavkuf Lam, who hold that there is no Issam Halacha, there's still two tzadim. I could still clear a chakira, whether I should wear tefillin or not wear tefillin. What would be the chakira? The ones that would say, put on tefillin, they can say put on tefillin because there's no Issam Halacha. So if there's no Issam Halacha, put on tefillin. What's the shaila? There's no ois. The ones that hold don't put on tefillin, what are they going to say? I know there's no Issam Halacha Medei Raisa, but I have a different ois. I have the ois of Sukkah, I have the ois of Chametz and Matzah. And it's for that reason we're going to say, in other words, the machlokes says, what is the ois? What is the ois? Is the ois Issam Halacha? Okay, then put on tefillin, because Issam Halacha is only the Rabbanan. But maybe that's not the only ois in the world. Maybe there's other ois. And if that's the case, Bechura, Yesh Shlomo, that Sukkim and Pesach have oises, and based on that, you would put on tefillin. But there's another Mahalach. You could also learn, like all those Rishonim that hold, that really there is an Issam Halacha Deiraisa, and still hear Tutzdadim. What would be the tzad if Issam Halacha is Deiraisa that you shouldn't put on tefillin? That's easy. just like Shabbos and Yontif does. So based on that, you shouldn't put on tefillin. What would be the tzad you should put on tefillin? The lomdus of the Rosh Hashivas, that even though it's true there's an issur melacha, but the issur melacha is not an issur be'etzim. There's no din shvisa be'etzim. And based on that, it wouldn't be enough for it to be considered a nois. So really, three ways to understand the shaila. It all boils down to whether or not Chol HaMoed has a nois. And really, the nuances between the three mahalchim boil down to what is the definition of ice. And that's where we're gribbling a little bit. That's where the subtlety is in the limud of the Rishayim. What is ice, right? That's the 20,000 foot view. What is the ice? And once you figure that out, now we could try to work out with all the different chakiris and cheshbainis to figure out whether there's an ice on Chol HaMoed, or there's no ice on Chol HaMoed. So yeah, one shaila is the ice is for sure issur melacha, there's no other tzad, and therefore the shaila is, yeah, issur melacha deraisa, no issur melacha deraisa. The other tzad is that it could be everyone holds there's no issur melacha deraisa, the tzad not to put on tefillin because they have the ice of sukkah, you have the ice of Pesach, and the other says everyone holds there is an issur melacha deraisa, and the tzad then that you should put on tefillin anyways because the issur melacha Chol HaMoed is so different, it's a whole different breed. And therefore, it wouldn't be enough for it to be considered a nice. And therefore, you need the ice of tefillin. You need the v'hayla ice ayotcha. So, what's the bottom line in all this? Right? What's the bottom line? We have a big shaylin, the rishayim, with a little bit of lamdas peppered in, and really three different ways to understand the rishayim. In the final analysis, it's a machlokes between the mechaber and the Ramah. The mechaber in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Aleph says, "Quote: B'chayla moed gam kein aser laniach tefillin." You're not allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. May atam azeh ba'atzmei, for the same reason you know wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. She yimei chol ha'moed gam hei mois. Because there are ois. Says the Ramah, v'yesho imrim, she'chol ha'moed chayib tefillin. Then on Chol HaMoed you are chayib to wear tefillin. So the Mechaber paskins that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah paskins that you do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Zok the Mishnah Brura. What's the hezber in the machlokes? We'll end with this. Says the Mishnah Brura, sivkot and vav. The Mechaber holds, you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. You know why? Because Chol HaMoed is an ois. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bepesach achilas matzah, ubesukkah yeshivas hasukkah. What's the ois? On Pesach, the ois is matzah, and on sukkah, the ois is yeshivas sukkah. What does the Yeshayimim hold? Kivan shemutarim basiyas melachim anatayra, being that it's mutter to do melacha, midday reis on Chol HaMoed, leka ois. Really, there's no ois. So what's the machlokes? Says the Mishnah Berurah, everyone holds it's mutter to do malachim aday raisa. The question is achilas matzah an ois on Pesach? Is sitting in a sukkah an ois on sukkah? The Mechaber held it is, and the Ramah held it's not. And that's what this whole shaila boils down to. So you want to know what this whole tumult's about? Whether sitting in a sukkah is an ois, and whether eating matzah is an ois. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. That's what this whole major tumult for generations came down to. A technicality, whether we daher sukkah as being an ois, or whether we daher matzah as being ois. But it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah picked one of three mahalchim in terms of explaining the machlokes. How did the Mishnah Berurah know that this is the hezber in the machlokes? How do you know? Maybe the machlokes is like the Rashba said in the Tshuva. Maybe the Mechaber holds that there's an issur melacha midei reis on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah holds it's an issur d'rabbanan, and that's what it's dali in. Maybe the pshat in the Mechaber that holds you're not supposed to is because he holds an issur melacha midei reis, and the Ramah holds that there is an issur melacha midei reis, but the issur melacha is chaluk b'yasayid, like Shitas Rashi is. How did the Mishnah Berurah know how to explain the machlokes Mechaber and Ramah? But the Teretz is pasha. It's not even a shayla. The Teretz is pasha. The Teretz is because the Bir Halacha that we've quoted so many times in the end of Siman Tavkuf Flama, we mentioned this already. At the end of that long Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha says that if you go through the Shulchan Aruch, the after mi Shulchan Aruch lekamah b'Siman Tavkuf Flama Midvav b'Soifai, and in Siman Tavkuf Lamed Chesiv Katan Aleph, and in Siman Tavkuf Lamed Tav Siv Katan Vav, Chavetz Chaim's Varfing Hilchas Chol HaMoed, Mashma de la Halacha Tofas Keshitas HaMakilim de Ikra Yehuda Rabbanan. Because the Chavetz Chaim already said in Bir Halacha, he had Rayas that Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that the Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed is not an Issa de Raisa. The Issa Malacha is an Issa de Rabbanan. So the Chavetz Chaim Lashitasai, who had the Yukim from three places in the Shulchan Aruch, they're all the Yukim, but he had the Yukim from three places in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch is that really there's no Issa Malacha Midei Raisa. The Issa Malacha in this Malach the Rabbanon, and it's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, meaning it's the Mechaber and the Ramah. It's both. The whole Shulchan Aruch holds that way. Side of Mechaber and side of Ramah. So it's Pashin. Everybody holds that the Issa Malach is an Issa the Rabbanon. So if that's the case, the Ramah sheet that says you put on tefillin is Pashin. He holds it's an Issa Malach of the Rabbanon. So what's the Shailah? The question then is, what's Pshan in the Mechaber? So you know who's Kasha? It's Tosus Kasha. Tosus is the one that asked, and Erev and Sadik Vav and Maikot and Yutes. If the Issa Malach is an Issa the Rabbanon, then why should it be asked to put on tefillin? And what was Tosfos' teretz? So Tosfos said, either you have the ois of Sukkah on Sukkis, or it's a chametz on Pesach, or the mitzvah chilas matz on Pesach. Mishnah Berurah chose the nusach in my cotton yotes on aleph me'ezatam, maybe the diak of the chsam sofer juva, but either way, he chose that nusach, and that's what he said. But it's partial why the Chavetz Chaim went with that nusach. He went with that nusach because it was clear to the Chavetz Chaim that the Shulchan Aruch was of the opinion that the Issa Malach is an Issa de Rabbanon. If the Issa Malach is an Issa de Rabbanon, and side the Mechaber, side the Ramah, like, that can't be the Rajba. And it can't be Rashi with all the lumdas from the Rosh Hashivas, because that's all naming on at least one side that there's an Issa Malach HaDeiraisa. But none of the parties in this Machloik is old. There's an Issa Malach HaDeiraisa. Not the Beis Yosef and not the Ramah. So if that's the case, what's the Hezbra in the Machloikis? Must be. It's Tosfos. They both hold like Shitas Tosfos that the Issa Malach is an Issa Rabbanon. The Shaila must be whether Sukkah, Chametz and Matzah are Oisois or not. Either way, again, today was just part one, just to lay out the sugi a little bit, just to go through the Rishonim and Rabbi Seinu at Rosh Hashivas, and Metz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with part two, a much lighter part two.